resuscitó. Okay, Alleluia.
We used to sing that in seminary all the time. That was every Friday we had mass in Spanish at the seminary. Morning prayer and mass in Spanish.
Oh yeah.
And Easter season, there's a famous hymn, and it's just simply called Resucitó.
Yeah, my favorite hymn for Easter is Cristo Anesci ec necron Thanatos Thanatos.
That's in Greek?
Yeah. And it's in the Byzantine liturgy. And it's a Christ is risen.
That's why no one's Christ ever heard it.
I know. But I do like the Exultet.
Rejoice.
Do you sing the Exultet?
Deacon Tom Cabine sings it. It's properly, I mean, the first option, it's one of those rare times when the first option is the deacon.
Yeah.
And so we have a deacon who can sing.
Wow. And congratulations. So,
and if he didn't do it, we'd probably, Father Healy could do it. And I could do it. I did the Exultet when I was at Christ the King.
Yeah. I do it every year.
Yeah. You got no deacons.
I think I've always done it.
Yeah.
Every year in my priesthood.
It's awesome.
No, it's beautiful. Well, welcome to the most wonderful time of the year.
Now, that's the beginning of the first 2 days of the NCAA basketball tournament?
No. Easter, baby.
Oh.
Easter, knucklehead.
Oh.
We're still in the octave. Still in the great octave. If people are like, what's the octave
what's
of
an
Easter?
Octave?
Well,
eight days
of just celebration and singing and beautiful liturgies and delicious foods and wishing
Gloria.
People and wishing people happy Easter.
Yes, just keep doing that.
Yes,
till June.
And when you go into a place and they're like, and you say, someone says, "Have a great day," you're like, "Happy Easter, Christ is risen." You can even throw that one, "Christ is risen," just to like slam it all together. And the person in the Easter Catholic Church says, "Indeed, He is risen." Yeah.
So there.
Yeah, I encourage you. Keep doing it. Just remind people that we're still in this great season of Holy Easter.
So the Easter season is 50 days.
Uh-huh.
Lent, 40. Easter, 50.
Take
that, Lent.
Yes.
Lent, so last week. Jeez. Yeah, so it's Easter. Jesus rose from the dead.
And saved our lousy, stinging hides, sons and daughters of the Heavenly Father, and restored us back to the divine life of grace.
Yep.
And thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We get the Tulsa World. I'm going to slam the Tulsa World.
We do get the Tulsa World here at the rectory.
Yeah. There's always these events that pre-gaming Easter that are in Holy Week. There's like the other day, there was like an Easter egg event. In the
at
news.
Other churches? Or
no, just in the
secular
city.
Events?
Like, secular events. Of
yeah,
picking
let's have
up
Easter egg hunt on Good Friday.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that is what happens. Well, hey.
We're all tired. We're tired from Easter.
I'm tired from my
I'm tired from life.
We went on this mission trip to Costa Rica.
Yeah, I saw the pictures of the palm trees and the beach.
Yeah.
I didn't see any pictures of you doing anything.
well, we helped build the church. We didn't get it all.
Sure did.
A lot of stuff like that. And another reason why I realized I don't like camping at some point in time in the middle of the night.
That was random.
Because I was sleeping in a tent, you know, on a patio of an abandoned house. And it was a fantastic mission. I talked a little bit about it last week. And then I had this kind of flashback to it the other day as I felt something run across my leg and I was like, what was that?
Oh,
and it woke me up and I was just kept laying there and I felt it run across my bare leg again.
Scorpion.
And then I didn't have my glasses on.
Oh no.
And I felt it move and it ran down my
leg. I'm like scared
and I could
just thinking
see
about it.
The hue difference. And it was a spider about the size
your face.
I wish it was about size of about a 50 cent piece, if you know what how big that big is. Smaller than a coaster, bigger than
a coaster.
Probably about as big as like a large serving spoon, legs and all. And I just started wailing it with my left hand and I was like, I do not like camping. It was like, but
you know what Jim Gaffigan says?
No.
Everybody camped until they invented the house.
Aaron Cox, our missionary, has a shirt that says "I'm indoor." It says "indoorsy."
Indoorsy.
I forgot to buy that for you for your birthday.
That's okay. I don't want one. I don't want anything.
I know.
Just trying to
maybe some sushi. I'll get you some sushi.
Oh, that's
a going. Yeah, is it going away, President? Dude, you're leaving soon, by the way. Which is like, what?
I leave on April 16th.
I know.
So I have this weekend and then next weekend. And that's it.
Wow. And then you're out of here. And then
it's
on sabbatical.
So hard,
oh boy.
To say goodbye.
Go on.
To yesterday.
Ooh. Next verse.
Voice to men. I don't know where this road is going to lead. All I know is where we've been.
Oh my.
And what we've been through. That actually is a good segue because I thought.
Because you don't, you got your assignment got
all,
changed?
No, Boys to Men, they said, all I know is where we've been and what we've been through. So I don't know where this road will lead.
Uh-huh. Go on.
I just know where I've been and what we've been through.
Yeah, there's been a lot of good stuff that has taken place in the city of Stillwater under your guides with that church across the street.
Yeah.
That thing
we're
got,
recording in the rectory. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. That got dedicated. Yeah. You didn't do a lot of building on it, but in design. But you were there for a lot of construction, and we shot those videos.
I remember that
when you got here. Inside that, there was that transition of getting people from St. John over here, and that whole movement, and then building this rectory, the what to do with the old place, all the new ministry that started up here, the test driving of stuff. Getting ECDC off the off the ground.
Yeah.
Getting the outdoor shower at the volleyball court gone.
That's so random.
I know. I just pulled something out just to throw it in there. The great Ash Wednesday pipe busting.
Oh my gosh.
Remember that?
I try to. Oh my goodness. When was that? 2021.
That was.
Yeah.
An event.
Ash Wednesday 2021. That was terrible.
I just remember they're standing there in the narthex with Father Robert Duck, and we had
at midnight.
We had 50 the not oh, the 50 the big giant
that is
those
like
50 gallons.
Traumatic thinking
no, those
about
are not.
It.
Those are 20 gallon, 10 gallon, whatever the large
the trash cans.
The large trash cans, and I put them underneath in different spots, and I handed him a squeegee, and I was like, punch a hole in the roof.
Oh, yeah, because the roof
and
was going to collapse.
Boom, and it came out about the size of a pint glass, a stream of water that just came out. We just kept punching holes
that
in the ceiling.
That was so bad.
Anyway, that was under your supervision.
Under my leadership.
Yeah.
The church almost fell apart.
And let's see, what else? What else?
I think one of the best, I mean, not the best, but like we, like COVID, like we got through.
Yeah,
COVID. That was. I think we handled that pretty well, generally.
Yeah, and just even like different ministries going on and events going on and stuff with new parishioners and evangelization.
Yeah, we've grown
and staff.
A lot. I saw in our transition memo we were talking about of just how the parish has basically when we moved in there were 800. It was 820 or something. Anyway, but like, we've grown by like 200 households, which, it's probably 20, it's like 20%.
Yeah.
So yeah, lots of good. What I was thinking about maybe talking about is like regrets.
Oh.
What do you think about that?
I don't know. I don't have any.
And they're
I just
not,
go through
they're
the day,
not like
move
super,
on.
They're not like super severe, but I think it's helpful. When you leave somewhere, like a lot of students, right, about to graduate, moving away, it's a time. Like, yes, you look back and you say, because I'm always like in like a learning mode, I wanna like improve, I wanna get better, and so looking at like time here, and like where I'm going, like I wanna, I want to like be able to look honestly at like how things have gone. And so I've been doing that, like with my spiritual director a little bit, and then just in my own prayer, like, Lord, what sort of things need to be wrapped up? What needs to be healed? Anyway, now I was just thinking about some regrets. Would you like to hear them?
Do you have a list?
I have a kind of a list.
Don't you have Irish Alzheimer's?
I do have Irish Alzheimer's, where you forget everything except the grudges. I don't find I'm leaving here like mad at anyone.
Definitely
been times along the way when, I mean, this happens inevitably in an organization, in leadership, like where people don't like what some decision or some direction, you know?
Yeah.
And I think with, I mean, really, I'm trying to think of like with those individuals, we've like kind of had sit downs and worked it out. And I think the disagreement remains.
Yeah.
Somebody didn't like the way we did that. I mean, COVID's a good example. There were people who thought we were too strict. There were people who thought we were too, you know, too loose, that we opened up too fast, or, you know, things like that.
Right. Okay, give me your list.
So number one, I didn't get like as involved in like the Stillwater community as I thought that I would. This is a great place. This is a great place to live, a great place to be. And I thought I would like go to more just like community things, be more like present and active in the city and in Perkins and, you know, just places like that.
Yeah.
And really the main obstacle is just time. Most of these things, the main obstacle is time. That the demands here, and to remember, if you go back for the first year and a half, I was here by myself.
Yes.
And trying, you know, working with everybody to get things off the ground. And that was like an all consuming time. And really the whole 6+ years have been in many ways sort of all consuming. Anyway, that's a regret that I just didn't ever kind of get out more. This is very minor, but like, you know, like I didn't go to like as many OSU games as I thought that I would, or like Stillwater High School, Perkins Tryon High School, stuff like that. We never did a pilgrimage. I think there's a demand here. People kind of wanted to like go to the Holy Land or go to Rome or, you know, something like that. And I never pulled that off. So that was a regret. I regret that we didn't, and this was actually a point of major disagreement that people had. I regret that we never got a Catholic school off the ground.
Oh, okay.
I think, as I think about it more, I think during my time, especially as we're a new parish and getting our feet under the ground under us, you know, financially and ministerially, that this was not in God's providence, right? Just not the right time to start a Catholic school. I thought it was, and obviously it turns out that it wasn't. And so I hope that discussion continues on. I think Stillwater could easily sustain a Catholic school.
Yeah.
And I think Catholic education is very important. I think parents want it. I think if it's done right, it has tremendous value. I think it would bring people to the parish. I think the parish would grow more. You know, non-Catholics come to the school and stay for the parish. And you see that in Catholic schools all over the country, people becoming Catholic. So that's a regret that didn't go further. And I think one of the, this is like a bigger regret, but I think one of the reasons that the school didn't take off is because I am not very good. Like I have trouble trusting people.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so I take a lot of kind of work onto myself, or like, okay, I'll do that. And then there's just things that I'm obviously not capable of doing or seeing, you know, kind of bringing to fruition. And so not like involving more people in that kind of early on. Yeah. So that's a regret. I think when I go, as I go to move to Holy Family, I do want to be like more collaborative, more like, I don't think I've ever used like our parish council very well.
Oh, wow. Okay.
The finance council, all wonderful and good people. And we've done good work.
Yeah.
I haven't trusted them enough or given them enough responsibility. And that's on me. It's not on them. So anyway, that's one. Then I was thinking, one regret, and it was just, and it would have been impossible. I think these 6 years here, they've gone very well in my mind. I think they could have gone even better if I took my sabbatical in between Bishop Kelly and here. I think about, like, I came here kind of tired and beaten up a little bit from, you know, Bishop Kelly, the big place, and that was nine years. And it was just full on all consuming, you know? And so when I left there, I basically had like 2 weeks
to switch gears. 2 weeks.
Yep. And
oof.
Yeah. And so I think I got here, I don't know. I think I kind of got here not in a great place.
Well, yeah, I mean, to 2 weeks to make a move from that to this and decompress and shut the work
and I
off.
Never did. I never decompressed because we were already, we had to, because here, when we got here, things were moving and I had to ramp up quickly. I mean, we started planning the dedication. There were decisions to make. So I think, I mean, that's totally like hindsight and there's nothing you can do about it. But I wonder, like, would my disposition, would I have been, you know, like I'm not all that patient, you know? And so like, you know, I think there's some people who kind of experience me as always in a hurry or not very patient.
You would have come in skipping and whistling.
I think I would have come. I think I would have come in a better place, even spiritually. I mean, my prayer life is fine, but like but back then when I moved here, like, you know, the routine was gone. So anyway, that's a little regret. I think that there would be.
But you can't change that one.
But I am grateful now to have what's coming up is a very large.
Oh yeah,
a very large break.
And it's soon, dude.
Yeah, I leave on the 16th.
I'm going to call you every morning.
You can call me.
Brian, what are you doing today?
I'll be up. I'm going to pray. I'm going to exercise. I'm going to read.
Celebrate Mass.
I'm going to hang out with my parents. That's about it.
No, for 4 months.
And then I think just maybe, like, I don't know, we never, I thought our evangelization efforts would be more, I don't know, more effective or more, you know, I mean, we have people becoming Catholic every year. Obviously the parish has grown.
Yeah.
I can't articulate it very well, but just that, like, more, I don't know, that we'd have more people at Mass and more people becoming Catholic and more, you know.
And you that great line, Paul plants, Apollos waters, God gives the growth.
Yep.
I mean, we don't want to become Pelagians, but we also want to, you know, we want to do the work the Lord has given us to do in the vineyard. And what's that great line? It's like Catherine of Siena. It's just trust the Lord that you are where you're supposed to be and doing what you're supposed to be.
And I really do believe that. You know, in the secular terms, my family always put it, you know, bloom where you're planted. That's always, I got from going off to college, wherever you go, be there.
Uh-huh.
Or as the football coach at Bishop Kelly used to say, if I told you this, when he would.
No.
He had these like kind of funny one-liners.
Was this Tapana?
This was, no, Greg Nation. When he would leave a room, he would get everyone's attention. He would say, y'all, no, just remember this. Just remember this. I got one thing to say. Wherever you go, there you are. All right. Good night, everybody.
He would just say that?
Yeah. Wherever you go, there you are. It's very profound. It's very philosophical.
I'd say leave a room.
So, so the regret of like, what if we, you know, what if we did this? Or what if we did, you know, what if like COVID never happened? I think COVID really actually like busted a little bit of our, some really good momentum. But again, you can't, you know, you can't take that back. I think I would have handled, like we've had like little staff issues, not issues, but like, yeah, I don't know. Like I think I work all the time. You know? And yeah. So I have a hard time like not thinking that everyone else should also work all the time.
Yeah.
And I think that's hard on the people that I work with or, you know, in an org chart, you know, that work for me. I see it much more that we work together. But I think that was hard on people who work here or have worked here, that I was sort of always in work mode.
Uh-huh.
And so when, you know, if it was the weekend or Easter or, you know, or they were going through something in their personal life, like to me, like that wasn't always, I didn't always take that to heart and, you know, and like be their pastor first. Rather than, okay, what are we doing? What's on the calendar? What are we doing?
Yeah.
And so, and that's a character. Yeah. That's a character flaw of mine. As a friend of mine from seminary says, he says, O'Brien, you're the only person I know, which I don't think is true. He said, you're the only person I know who gets home from work and relaxes with a little work. And part of that, I mean, I think part of that's good in that I like what I do, you know, I like being a priest. I love my people. I want to do and do and do. But the downside of that is then, yeah, it leisure kind of goes out the door. There's not as much time for, you know, for like real relationships to build because the work is always sort of most prominent. So that's something I'd like to, I mean, I do plan to work on.
Develop that skill.
Sabbatical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a skill development.
Yep. And my dad calls it the the family curse. I've talked to him about my dad about this because my dad is very, very similar. He worked hard and his job, he thought in his mind, my job is to, the way I love my family is to provide for them. And he wasn't, I mean, my dad coached us and spent quality time with us and went to church with, you know, all that. But he worked hard and that's where I got
it. He also traveled like 1.5 million miles.
Yes, a lot. Yeah. Yeah. And then he kind of mentioned like other people in our family, immediate family and extended family, like who also kind of have that mentality.
Yep.
My dad calls it the family curse. As I'm on the sabbatical, this will be the longest period of time where I don't have responsibilities.
It's going to be magnificent, dude.
And I honestly have no idea like how that's going to go.
Your 30-day silent retreat is going to be so sweet.
I mean, when I walk in, I'm literally walking in and handing them my phone and my computer.
Isn't it great?
I was talking to a guy the other day.
You had the look on your face.
I'm nervous about it. I was a friend of mine who did a 30-day retreat a couple years ago, and he said, he's kind of similar to me, and he said it took like three full days to be like, why isn't anyone calling me? Why isn't anyone texting me?
Uh-huh.
And maybe they were, but...
You could do an early detox by taking like a day, a week, and just shutting it all down and seeing like a couple...
I do plan while like 10 hours as soon as I go away, emergencies... are not coming to me.
That's right.
That I'm nervous about that. I just always have been working my whole adult life.
Yes. And
I've never not done things. Anyway, so
anyway, go back to your regrets.
Well, anyway, this is it. This is like part of the regret of like, man, I wish, you know, you just like, I mean, I'm 48 years old, right? When I moved here, I don't know, I think I was 41 when I moved here.
Yeah.
But you learn, like I'm still learning and I'm still trying to figure out myself and like God's will for my life. I know God's will for my life is to do what my bishop tells me, you know, and be.
Yeah.
But God's will for my life during this time was to be the pastor at this parish.
Yeah.
And do what we could to build it.
I'm looking at a couple of the regrets there. And one is not going to a livestock show or wrestling.
I went to a livestock show.
Or wrestling match at Payne County Fairgrounds Arena. Is that to say wrestling match?
I went to livestock shows.
Oh, did you? Really? Yeah. Did you go to wrestling matches out there?
OSU wrestling?
No, the
Stillwater
ones.
Stillwater wrestling?
The ones out
there. Oh, you mean like the.
You see the advertisements
with the Lucha Libre and all that? No, I did not go to that.
Oh, that's all.
No, I didn't go to like, I mean, a lot of all that OSU stuff. I thought when I moved here, I thought I was going to go like once a month to some totally kick butt lecture at OSU.
Okay. And?
I don't think I went to any.
Yeah, they're hard to get to.
But I love, I mean, that's living in a college town, like all the brain power and all the,
but yeah, just the
smart people, but there's no time.
And also looking it up and staying informed of it. I mean, when I walk campus, there's the signs and you're like, I can go to that one and that one and that one. But then it's, you know.
I hardly spend any time on campus.
Well,
I know.
That's my geographical territory.
I know. I'm so proud of you.
Like, I'm trying to do it.
Okay, so all of those. That's my list.
Oh, you
and
you,
other people may have other regrets.
Is this not like, Festivus?
Like I wish is this the airing of grievances? I got a lot of problems with you people. The
Festivus is so awesome.
I'm sure people out there, and I'll say this: people since the announcement of like that I'm leaving, and I mean just in the last week or so, yeah, it's just like people are super. Nice.
Did you wake up with a horse head in your bed?
But I would also say there are people, and I'm not over dramatizing this, but like I think there are people who are like, yeah, time to go, brother. Get, you know,
pack it up.
Yeah,
O'Brien.
And partially because I didn't get along with them, or they didn't like the direction of things, and that could be some, you know, the way the liturgy goes. That could be. The way we've spent money, that could be the way we didn't spend money. That could
be COVID and
all of that stuff. And so I think that's one of the beautiful things of that like a new priest moving around can bring, kind of open the windows a little bit, bring a fresh perspective.
Yeah,
on things. So I think that's can be very, very positive.
Yeah, I'll give you an example. Sometimes people don't know the details of why we do something. So just even discussing like church architecture with people, they say, well, why does St. Francis face north? And I said, well, that I'll tell you, it faces north because no one knew what was going to be on the west side of the road. And if the doors face west and the church faces east and someone builds blank on the corner of McElroy and Country Club right there. And maybe they just put up a, you know, big anti-Catholic billboard right there at the corner. You're going to be walking out the door and seeing that. We know what's going to be built south, which is the rectory in our property.
Yep.
So that even that, some people don't know the finer details of why this was done this way.
Yep.
And you can't be privileged to that. Not everybody can know these things.
You don't
know
the future.
The future.
Well, one thing I'm going to do, so I'm preaching this weekend and then next weekend at all the English mass. My last Spanish mass is this weekend, and then the next weekend at English mass. And one of the things I'm going to say, I haven't written it all out yet, but you know, just like to get an opportunity, like if I have done something that has offended, or if I have not been like the priest that you needed at that particular time, of just that of yeah that I'm sorry. That's not that my heart. Was always in the right place, trying to do the best that we can. But in our human frailties, our sinfulness, we fall short. So anyway, a few regrets as we close it out. Have a great week.
Peace.